بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Last night we discussed the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in regards to the night of Qadr, when Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام will descend with the Malaika and make dua of blessings and shake the hands of those in ibadat. May Allah make us amongst them. Except those who have a pet in their home, a dog pet or a swine, or any animal pictures that are in their homes, because of this, this will prevent the entry of the malaika. So as we mentioned yesterday, we should take careful note of this. That in our homes, they don't have anything like this, magazines, newspapers, and if they are there because of necessity, then we should keep them covered. But unnecessary pictures, portraits, we don't need these things in our life. We need the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now, presently, the ummah is in dire need of the rahmat of Allah. Throughout the world, we need the mercy of Allah. We are crying for rahmat and mercy. Take pity, have mercy. We're turning to governments, different organizations, UNO, WHO, have mercy, have mercy. We don't have mercy in them. Mercy and rahmat is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to present ourselves in a condition that Allah Ta'ala can take pity upon ourselves. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنظَرِينَ. When a sinner has to pass away, then even the skies and the earth don't cry upon his demise. From Imam Mufassirin, he says, when a person who is pious passes away, then even the skies and the earth cry upon his demise. Because as long as he walked on the earth, he drew and he pulled the rahmat of Allah. And when he pulled the rahmat of Allah because of his amal, because of his taqwa, he didn't have masiyat, sin in his life, disobedience, there were no haram things in his life, no kabair. Minor sins, yes, a person will fall into it, he'll make tawbah. But to perpetrate a kabair, a kabira, a major sin, that is effort. As we mentioned now, to trim the beard, to shave the beard, that is an effort. To keep the sunnah beard, there's no effort. To take the photographs, to take the pictures is an effort. Don't take out the phone, there's no effort. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah used to say that in this Quranic verse, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ وَأَطْهَرْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah says that protect your eyes, lower your gazes. This will protect your sharamgan, your private parts. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. And this is most pure for you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ. Allah is fully informed بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ of what you carry out, what you do. This word يَصْنَعُونَ actually means it's something you have to do. Allah says, I know what you bring into existence, I know what a'mal and actions you do to break my command. It's effort. And to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no effort, it's very easy. Don't do. Allah is saying, don't do and I'll reward you. Don't do and I will reward you. So to become muttaqeen, to become pious, we find, is very easy. There's much detail, but we'll continue now with the next hadith. When to look for Lailatul Qadr. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look for Lailatul Qadr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is instructing, is encouraging, look for it. Look for Lailatul Qadr. The shock and desire should come into the heart. Oh, those ahadith that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us, encouragement, desire should come, I want to do it. I want to do it. But if I don't hear the hadith, then there's no desire. Therefore we can understand, to create desire in the heart for amal, there has to be halqa of ta'lim. If I don't hear the hadith, there's no desire. There's no desire, I won't do. So if I hear the hadith, the little child in the home hears the hadith every day, the reward for salah wa jama'at, the reward for salah wa jama'at, and the child will, it will come in his heart, there's so much of reward, I want to do. As the Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, that the little child wants to come to the masjid, yes, bring him. As long as now he won't run a racket, teach him the adab and the etiquette of the masjid, and bring him to the house of Allah, because he has desire to come. Enhance it. Enhance the desire, and take care of the desire. The time should not come in his life now when I don't want to come. When I wanted to come, you didn't take me. Now I don't want to come. So enhance it, preserve it, bring him to the house of Allah. And more than that, Hazrat will explain also, that take him to the friends of Allah. Let him go meet them. Let him shake their hand. Let du'as come out from them. They'll put their hand on his head. and ask him, but you're going to become Hafiz, you're going to become Alim. You don't know when it will inspire the little child. You don't know. Take them to meet the ulama ikram. Sometimes we are afraid to go and meet now the Imam Sahib, or to meet the Shaykh, or meet the Alim, or the Ustaz, because he might do a scan and an x-ray of my heart. So from far, I make istilam. Somebody will say, you met the Marana? I saw him, I made salam with him. I don't want to shake his hand. Something might happen. Something might happen to me. Whereas Hazrat says, when he comes to the friends of Allah, that they actually want to make dua for you. They take pity. They have dard and pain. So go and meet them. Take our children. You don't know whose nazar will fall, whose glance, whose gaze will fall upon that young boy. And from way to way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him. And there's al-aynu haqqun. Hadith of Mishkat says that the eye, the effect of the eye is haqq and true. The effect of the eye is true. Usually we read this hadith in a negative way. The positive tafsir is also there. That the favorable eye has favorable effects also. A good eye has good effect. So take the children now, where these good eyes, where ulama ikram, hufaz are there, the sulaha and pious people are there, let the eyes of the pious fall on them. But we know nowadays it's easier to take them to the malls. Let them walk the malls. Where their eyes are falling, what temptations are coming, what they're being exposed to, and who's looking at them, then the effect is there. The nazar is there. So take them to those environments now where the correct eyes will fall on them. And very quickly, from where to where, those little children will reach on the glance and the muhabbat and love of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look for Laylatul Qadr. They're being encouraged. So as I mentioned now, if you don't hear the hadith, you don't have the ta'aleem, the shock and desire won't come in the heart. Children won't hear it also, the wife won't hear it also. There's no desire to do any amal. This kitab also, Fazail A'mal, as the Shaykh Rahimullah wrote the kitab, the virtues of A'mal to create the desire in the Ummah once again to come unto A'mal. Because the time came in the Ummah where there was no desire to do any action. There was no desire. But these ahadith now were collected together to create some desire in the hearts of the mu'mineen that the Allah Ta'ala has a system, a value system where there's so much to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So put this back in the Ummah. There's more than your mal, there's more reward in a'mal. More in your dunya, there's more reward in akhirat. That aspire, move on. Sabiqu, today we heard in Tarawih Salah, sabiqu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Allah is encouraging sabiqu. That hasten, rush, why, compete. To get the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is saying must compete, what it means? It means that Allah wants to give it to you. But he's just seeing the competition. Allah is just seeing the competition. Should be asking our wives at home and children, how much Quran you read? How much Quran you read? The competition is on. How many paras, how many Quran khatams you made? Allah wants to see, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ Allah loves to see this competition between the Sahaba Ikram, how they were competing. When the poor Sahaba Ikram, not so affluent, came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بِالْأُجُورِ O Nabi of Allah, the affluent Sahaba Ikram are gone ahead with reward. They are this because they go on ahead with reward. Today we are seeing now that my partner, my friend has gone ahead in dunya. How I got left behind? What happened? Where I missed the boat? Where he stuck the gold? Yes, Sahaba Ikram, the Nabi of Allah, the affluent Sahaba Ikram have gone ahead in reward. How we got left behind? They have the means, they are spending in the path of Allah. They are spending and they're spending. We can't catch them up. We don't have means like them. They are gone way ahead. So this came in the heart because they knew the virtue of A'mal. We don't want to get left behind. We also want to go ahead. So to go and even ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shows the amount of fervor and shock and desire they had. But how do I go ahead? How do I go ahead? Why should I get left behind? How come my sati, my friend, he went for 4 months and I'm still sitting behind. He closed his practice, he closed his business, something came in his heart, he's gone. And he comes back now, subhanallah. Now he's sitting on the member and he's giving bayan 6 points. Businessman, doctor sahab, accountant. Allah, how are you to head like this? Why should I get left behind? I also need to aspire. I also need to reach heights. Allah has kept the doors open for everyone. We are hesitating to open the door. Allah has kept the door open for everyone. All welcome. All welcome.
Sahaba Ikram had this concern, although subhanAllah, what level they of iman? But they were to complain. The affluent Sahaba Ikram, they go on ahead with all the reward. They're going to take the prize, they're going to take the trophy. Just now they'll be gone with the trophy, nothing left for us. We also want a share of the trophy. So Nabi Ali Salatu Salam told them, they recite subhanAllah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, more or less the third kalima, and you will outdo them. You will beat them. They are spending so much through your kalimat, al-baqiyat, al-salihat. These are such a'mal that will remain forever. These kalimat, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, are such powerful kalimat. So powerful that they make tawaf of the arsh of Allah. And they take the name of the person that is reciting them. And Allah preserves his kalimat, the rewards of his subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, tamla'ani, aw tamla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal-ard. Ali Sharif says that subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, the reward is so much, it fills the space between the skies and the earth. Fills it up with reward. So much of reward, this was subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, but the tongue lies so lazy to move. It's easier for me now to speak of dunya, to count the rands and the cents. And such easy tasbihat. With this we are encouraged also after every salah. It is sunnah after every salah to recite tasbih fatimi. Same thing, subhanAllah 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times, and then la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, after the 100 times tasbihat. And how to read it also? Yeah, our subhanAllah, our shaykh teaches us how to read tasbihat also. Every chapter, he taught us how to read tasbihat. Usually we do read it after Fajr and after Asr, but then after Asr, we see how the brothers are rushing out. They are rushing out. Haji Bhai Padia Rahimullah tell the people, where are you rushing to? You're rushing to fill the toilet. So tell them, you're rushing to fill the toilet. Rushing back to the shop. The end result will be toilet. Say, where are you rushing? Allah is giving you goal. Allah is giving you the Jannat over here. Leave the goal. One tasbih, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you غَرَسٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ تِي إِن جَنَّةِ تِي إِن جَنَّةِ Haji Farooq Sahib Rahimullah used to say that when you recite these kalimat subhanAllah walhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person one tree in Jannah. And the trees in Jannah, we hear from the riwayat that just one branch of the tree takes the fastest horseman will take him. For 100 years he will ride the fastest horse and he will not cover the shade of one branch of the tree. For 100 years, at full speed. What a tree. Today we so thrilled now to go to botanical gardens. Let's go for a picnic. Allah will give you your own botanical gardens over there. One tree, and Hazrat says over here, the law of agriculture. That if you want to plant so big trees, you can't plant them next to one another. We'll have to leave that amount of space also. Such a big tree, and such branches, and such fruits will grow on them. So every time you're going to recite after every salah 100 times this kalimat, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 33, 34 comes to 100. So after every salah you're planting how many trees? 100 trees. In a day how many trees are you going to plant? How many? 600 trees. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam told Ali radiallahu anhu, before you sleep at night, read this kalimat also. Don't forget them. Read them, you'll wake up fresh in the morning. The battle of Jamal, when Hazrat Ali was in the battlefield, and the war raged the entire night. One of the students, Hazrat Ali says to his students that I never miss one night thereafter reading this kalimat, Tasbih Fatimi. So one of the students asked him, oh Ustaz, Hazrat Ali, what about the night of Jamal, when you're in the battlefield? I'm sure you didn't read it that night. He said, even that night also. When it was my normal time to sleep, I broke away from the battle, I lay down, read this kalimat, and I went back to the battlefield. What is istiqamat? This was shauq and desire for the amal, because they knew the reward for it. 600 trees in a day. So effectively, as we mentioned now, we can't plant the trees next to one another. So every day, 600 times you're planting trees, so every day you're increasing your portfolio in Jannat. Your property portfolio is increasing every day. Because to plant 600 every day, Allah is going to give you a bigger Jannat, and a bigger Jannat, and a bigger Jannat. And those trees are planted far apart. So imagine now what a Jannat Allah is preparing for you just on these little kalimat. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, So Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sahaba radiallahu anhum, recite this kalimat, you will outdo those Sahaba ikram. Then they came back again complaining. All of you have Allah, those Sahaba ikram also heard about this kalimat, they're reading. They're spending and they're reading. Look at the concern. Oh my Sahaba, whoever will read more will outdo the others. Now you increase it now. You increase it. How much you want, you can read now. It's up to you. Up to you how much you want to read, and you can outdo all of them. It's all up to us. Hadi Faruq Sahib used to say, rahmatullah alayh, that we should take our time and read this kalimat after every salah, after our sunnahs and our nafil. I read it with muhabbat and love. Don't rush with it. Read it with real love. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But we know how we read it. Even the children copy us. We call it the bilari, call it the cat. Really, properly, the child can hear what you're reading. Subhanallah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how fast the tasbih runs. Finish already. 100 times. But money we won't count like that. Count it again. Count it. One note is short. Whether we got it complete, incomplete, we're not sure. But quickly finish it. You take your time. You're building your jannats. You're building your palaces. You're planting your trees. Person has a flair. He has a liking for trees and for plants, etc. He found a very rare, exotic plant overseas. I must have this in my garden. He get the license and import it, have it specially packed in a certain way, the temperature in the plane, etc. How it must be packed and it must be imported. He'll pay the customs, he'll take it home, he'll plant it nicely, get a professional gardener. Plant in such a place, not too much of light, not too much of sunlight, not too much of shade also. Enough water will get to it, have the irrigation system set up for that one tree, one plant only. Such a place also, you want the children, don't play over there. Whether you see the fruits of it, Allah knows best. But he'll go through all the trouble just for that one plant only. And let now one of the children pull one leaf off that plant. Oh, like he ripped his heart out. How much I paid for this plant. Here you're planting over trees in Jannah, but so fast. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Say Allah's name with azama, with grandeur, with muhabbat, with love. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It penetrate the heart 6 times a day. The Sahaba Ikram had this concern, they heard the reward of it, so they had desire. So these ahadith are to create desire in our hearts. If Nabi of Allah is saying, look for Laylatul Qadr. Have the desire to go and look for it. Stay awake at night. During the odd nights of the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Note the last 10 nights begin on the 21st night, as we started our i'tikaf. Whether the month of Ramadan has 29 or 30 days. Always mention the last 10 nights, it can be 9 nights also. The moon is sighted after the 29th. But then too, we start looking for the 21st. So we should look for Laylatul Qadr on the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and the 29th night. All your ulama agree that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into i'tikaf in search of Laylatul Qadr, he began on the 21st night of Ramadan. We should therefore spend each and every night from the 20th onwards worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 21st, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may be sure of getting the barakah of Ramadan. Spending 10 or 11 nights in ibadat, in worship, is definitely not so difficult. All we have to do is take it upon our hearts, that I can do it. If we ponder over the great rewards that are promised to us, then this yaqeen, one is to have yaqeen upon a'mal, to have conviction in a'mal. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had yaqeen upon a'mal. When they were taught a certain amal, they had full conviction in it. This is a promise of my Allah. Inna Allah la yukliful mi'ad. Allah doesn't break his promise. If Allah promises reward, he is going to give it to me. But this conviction, yaqeen and trust in Allah has to come into the heart. That's why we are saying, have the halqa of ta'aleen. Speak about the promises of Allah. Allah promises this, Allah will give this, Allah will give this, and Allah doesn't break his promise. Allah doesn't break his promise. Somebody in dunya can let us down. Sometimes our own children, sometimes they let us down, we let them down, but Allah will never let us down. We'll have yaqeen that Allah will give it to me, He promised it, He wants to give it. The exact knowledge of the date of Laylatul Qadr, taken away from the Ummah, Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu says, once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to inform us of the correct day correct date of Laylatul Qadr. Allah had revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which night it was. The correct date of the night of Qadr. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came out to share this information with us. Unfortunately, an argument between two Muslims took place, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, I came out to inform you as to when Laylatul Qadr occurs. But because of two people arguing with each other, the knowledge of the correct date was taken away. This is the evil effect of arguments. The barakat is lost in the home. Between husband and wife arguments, the barakat is lost. This is one of the recipes now to destroy barakat in the home is arguments. Someone has to keep quiet. Someone has to remain silent. Perhaps that is better for you. So look for it in the 9th, 7th and 5th night. Explanation will come. But this argument took place between two Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Because of that, whatever commotion was taking place, then the knowledge of it was uplifted and the Ummah got deprived of when the night of Qadr was because of arguments taking place. Three important points are referred to in this hadith. Firstly, it tells us of a quarrel. It tells us of a quarrel of an argument, as a result of which the knowledge of the exact night of Laylatul Qadr was lost to the Ummah. Arguments and quarrels always cause the loss of barakat and blessings, whether in the business place, whether it be at home, wherever it may be. Person should not become aladdul khisam, jagralu, always ready to fight. What you call is a parapandit, always waiting. Anytime he's ever ready for a fight. Person now should overcome this. This now, anger, quarreling, fighting, the root cause, the ummul amrad is pride. The mother of all evils is pride. Why tell me? Do you know who I am? Don't tap my toes. Don't tell me anything. It's all because of pride. Takabbur. Person has humility, humbleness. They say that give up your pride to the makhluk, to the creation, and demand izzat and honor from Allah. Don't ask the makhluk for it. Don't demand it. Don't keep them afraid. The wife is afraid. Her husband is coming home 5 o'clock. Already now she tells the children, they clear the way now. Daddy is coming. Make sure everything is cleaned out. And she's also afraid now. When he comes into the house, now it's a shiriki tara, like one lion. Outside is like a sheep, in the house is like a lion. Hazrat Ji Mullah Masihullah Khan Sahib, you say, rahmatullah alayhi, shohar bano, sher mat bano. Shohar bano, become a real husband, don't become a lion. Become a shohar. He said, miya bano. Miya umat bano. So become a miya. Become a mister in the home, with big shoulders, in a strong chest. Don't become Mia also. Whatever she says, labbaik. Yes, boss. No problem. You must gauge what's right, what's wrong. Whether I should give in now, don't give in now. He said, become a real husband in the home. Then you know how to treat the people around you. So it should not be that the husband is coming and not the wife is afraid. They set a home now. But a person is compassionate. He has muhabbat. They're waiting to fight all the time. Any small thing is behind the wife, picking on her, picking on her, picking on her. Why the toothpaste is open? Why the clothes on the floor? Why this like this? Why the children are making a noise all the time? She is now afraid now what's going to happen next. As they say, walking on eggs, on eggshells. It's not a Muslim home. Husband comes home, he's compassionate. And also is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif that every night shaitan opens his throne on the ocean. He opens his throne on the ocean. And from here, as the Tanya Rahmatullah Ali says also that late part of the night, certain creations of Allah which we cannot see roam the earth. They don't have very good effects. Certain creations of Allah, certain type of animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets them loose on the earth during the late parts of the night. This is why you find youngsters that go out late at night, they have these animalistic qualities in them. They begin to act like that. So shouting, screaming, they're rowdy. Then you see the fights break out, etc. And when he wakes up in the morning also, he looks like a zombie. Bloodshot eyes, came late at night. Because the evil effects are there at night. Allah has kept it. The night is for a believer to sleep, wake up early in tahajjud salah. Not to go out at night. There is a good out late at night for a person to be out in the streets at that time. Shaitan in the dead of the night, he opens his throne on the ocean. Opens his throne on the ocean and he calls all his henchmen, the shayateen, evil jinnah. And he takes the report back. What you did for the day, what you did. And he says, I did this. Whatever karguzari he's going to give, I took the boy away from his hips class. I didn't let him go to madrasa. I did this and I did that. And he says, very good, very good. Finally, when that one shaitan tells him that before husband and wife went to sleep, I caused them to quarrel and fight. Now they are sleeping with broken hearts and their hearts are torn apart. It's mentioned in the riwayat and the hadith, shaitan actually gets off his throne and hugs him. And he says, Anta minni, you are my man, you are from me. But now you broke that home, it'll be a ripple effect. It'll be a ripple effect. Children will know, and that whole aftermath will happen to them now. It's quarrel in the house, it's fighting in the house. You see, men don't fight in the house, ladies fight. Our Hazrat tells us also, that many a man is going to the gym, whether it's jai is permissible, the music they're intermingling, it's questionable whether it's a place for us there. Nobody used to die in the gym. When you die in a proper halal place, pious place, music is playing, etc., just to build the body. So taqwa will demand that refrain from going to places like that. Is there a place for a believer to put your heart over there, where there's music taking place, or there's intermingling of people, of genders? So Hazrat will see also, the man says that I'm doing bodybuilding, I've got the big chest, I'm the boss in the house, I wear the pants, I. But when the wife now will open her mouth and she'll take out her whoop, then Hazrat says, now where's the bodybuilder? There's two ladies fighting. Where's the man in the house? You said you're the man. You stand your ground like a man, like a soldier of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because the woman psycho, she knows that the gun is in your hand. Person can fire anytime. But then too, she's so pompous. She's so brave to speak like that because she's handed her life over to you. So be kind to her. Listen her out. And it takes 10, 15 years to get to know another human being's habits, how they think, how their mind operates, why they do this. Sometimes we feel now that the wife or the children, they're saying this or they're doing that because they want to spite me, because of this or because of that. We just can't understand the situation. I said this and she thought I meant that and she believes it. It takes some time to understand how the mind operates. Now these couples don't have the sabr anymore. A little bit quarrel, a little fighting. Like Hazrat says also, a young girl was brought up very, very soft in her father's home. And should not be like that. Yes, we give them muhabbat and love, but we don't spoil them. That they don't learn the skills of life. The young girl got married. She went to the husband's house. After a week or two, she phones her father. Father said, you have any problem, you phone me. Don't let him do anything to you. You just give me a call. I already got the contract for you, it's paid for, don't worry. To spoil them. So she got her father on speed dial. Papa, please come pick me up. I can't live with him anymore. He's using all the four-letter words on me. Inna lillahi. Only two weeks married. Father rushes, picks her up. What is he telling you? He said, I must bake. I must cook. I must iron. I must sew. He's swearing me. Inna lillahi. That's the reality, my dear brothers. And also the young boy, the same problem also. Just got married. He's supposed to be now playing with his wife, he's playing AstroTurf. Still playing with the boys. Why he got married then? Father-in-laws are complaining. One of the boys says Tuesday is football. Then Thursday is getting mugged, he's eating beans. Mug and beans. Boys night out, left the daughter at home, Isha time, we want to go sleep, 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock, 11:30, still not coming. Still not coming. Then when he goes home, he's going to feed the cat. He bought a cat also now. Mother never allowed him cats in the house. Now finally he got married, he bought one cat also. Gave him my daughter, he bought a cat also. There's no time to even look at his wife. Then he's got his football to look at. And he's got this and he's got that. Then obviously there'll be no muhabbat in the home. There's no communication. There's no muhabbat. Then the fights will break out. Then she'll complain. He says, I don't know what's wrong with her. I don't know what's wrong with her. As I say, you must look in the mirror also and see what you are doing. It's not only her fault. You, the Amir of the house, whatever level the husband will be in the house, the family and the wife will fall one level below. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was the Nabi of the time. When he came to Sahaba radiallahu anhu, came to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Nabi of Allah, in Battle of Khandaq. Look at our hunger. We have boulders tied to our bellies. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, one level above, he said, look at my belly, two stones tied. Wala higher. Munafiqeen, hypocrites, they felt difficult to miss the Fajr and Isha Salah, the hypocrites. Why? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was on Tahajjud. One level above. So for us also, the amirs of the house, the husbands of the house, we have to be one level above in everything. In our akhlaq, our character, keeping a cool heart, cool mind, the words we use, how we speak, how we address the people at home. Those the quarrels will break out. By default, it will happen. It will happen. She has a different moods. She has a different times of the month, etc. But we are the men. Allah says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ that treat them kindly. Be kind to them. And yes, also they have the rights of the husband. Where there's a cut-off point for the wife also now. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, if ever I could command everyone, anyone to make sajda to anyone will be the wife to the husband. Showing now the respect that she should have for the husband. Yes, there are limits where there's enough now. You shouldn't go beyond this now. Yes, you can complain. We understand. She's a woman. She's a masturat. The whole day the children are troubling. Whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. So the husband will come. Then she will offload. But there's a cut-off point. One very old man told me. He says, Auntie and I, we fight. Whole day we fight. When I tell her it's enough, then she knows this is a cut-off point. Now keep quiet. Don't go further than this. Now this is in the home, there's no cut-off point. So the neighbors here, the whole locality here. So there's no cut-off point anymore. There should be a cut-off point now. I heard you out. And Hadith Sharif says, "Man samatha naja." The person who keeps quiet, avoids the fight, naja, he will gain salvation. Not my words. Words of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. But we feel like, I'm going to keep quiet, she's going to take advantage. She's going to take advantage of me. Hadith Sharif says, you keep quiet. Somebody has to keep quiet. You keep quiet and you will gain salvation. Allah will save you. First of all, you will be saved from your own evil before you say anything. You will be saved from your own evil. And the less this you say, the better for you. Because the more you're going to speak and the more you're going to argue, then what happens? You're giving now the opposition more ammunition to fire back later. Remember you said this and you said this and you said this. It was in the heat of the moment, but you said it. And if you didn't say it, is nothing to say now. Is nothing to say now. Carry on smiling. Carry on smiling. Ma'azul kidara. Like something wrong with you. Carry on smiling. As I gave the example also of a man went to the asylum, went to the madhouse, the mad hospital. So the warden took him for ziyarat. Took him for ziyarat. And he takes him to the first room. Somebody is locked up in there. And he sees that person not in his senses. It's a mad hospital. Allah protect us. People now lose their senses. So he looks through the window. There's a man sitting in the corner there. Great depression. His mind is far away. And he's calling out something, calling out something. So he puts his ears to the window to hear what he's saying. And he's calling out his girlfriend's name, whatever her name was. Zainab, Zainab, Zainab. So he asked the warden, what happened to him? He said he was in love with Zainab. But Zainab never married him. So he lost his mind. Inna lillahi. He went to a permanent depression, lost his mind over one woman. Went next to the next ward, and he sees in there a person sitting on the bed, like an animal. He shouted out, ha, ha. So what happened to him? See, he married Zainab. He got married to Zainab. So Hazrat says, it's a no-win situation. If you want to win, hold your tongue. Don't make the fight. Through the fighting, we lost Lailatul Qadr. What a big night we lost. Allah has given this ummah this special night of Qadr. Ummah lost it because of arguments. We can imagine our houses now when the argument starts and we don't close our mouth, how much we are losing. How much we are losing, how much our children going to lose also. They get so habitual, oh, parents are fighting again. Parents are fighting again. Before it should be done behind closed doors. Now it's all in the open. And the men don't have the sabr and patience anymore. As much as they're doing bodybuilding and taking this and taking that, but they don't have the inner strength to hold back and keep quiet. Don't say anything. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen if you keep quiet. Have all these fears, shaitan put all these thoughts in your mind. So keep quiet and don't say anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it says, give up your pride for the sake of Allah. Man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. The person who will adopt humility for the sake of Allah. Humbleness for the sake of Allah. Lillah, I'm keeping quiet. Allah will raise him, Allah will give him honor. Allah will give him izzat. So give up now your pride for the sake of Allah and demand respect from Allah. With the wife also, with the children also, with the in-laws, with your parents, give it up. Don't say anything, keep quiet. You don't have to answer back. Keep quiet, carry on smiling, take it upon your heart. And Allah will give you the honor and the izzat. Then you will hear later on when the wife is speaking to her friends, and how she will praise you in your absence. Yeah, I got upset, but he didn't say anything. Just kept quiet. And then to the next day, he bought me something, and he took care of me, and he didn't hurt my feelings. He didn't say anything to hurt me. She might not tell you, but it will come out somewhere. She'll tell her mother, she'll tell her sister, that he made me so angry, but then too, he didn't say anything. He just kept quiet. He didn't tell you anything. You see, he didn't say anything. But when you open our mouth, you know what things he told me after that? What emotional abuse, that now I need therapy, and I got to go here, and who's going to pay? And he's going to pay for it also. So it's a no-win situation. Hazrat says, better you just keep quiet. Man samata najah, because Shaitan every night he does this. Opens his throne on the ocean and he takes all the karguzari. When this one Shaitan says that now I caused him to fight before they slept, Shaitan actually wakes up and he hugs him. He says, what a good job you've done. For this season, Hakim Sahib will mention rahmatullah alayh, that we know the riwayat. We know the riwayat, these ahadith we know very well. When the husband is angry with the wife and they sleep in that condition, then the malaika curse the entire night. So we hold our ground. We hold our ground, tell them, see, whole night malaika will curse you. You see what will happen to you. We're angry now. A man keeps his cool. Allah has given him a big chest. He's got strong shoulders. Should have a big heart also. Hazrat will say now that we know this ahadith. We get angry, we might leave the room also. Allow the malaika to curse her the entire night. They actually curse her. May Allah remove you from His mercy. If Allah removes her from His mercies, then she's open target to Shaitan. Then you see all the evils in the house happening. Hazrat would say, be a real mard, be a real lion now, and say, Allah, I forgive her for your pleasure. Say, Allah, I forgive her for your pleasure. So Allah's mercies come back onto her for the entire night. Because tomorrow morning, she is going to make your breakfast. Tomorrow you are going to eat her roti. He says, you don't be a janwar also, an animal, that you're angry also and you want the benefit from her. What do you forgive her? Overlook her for the sake of Allah. And do it for years also. Do it for years also and you see the barakat will come. The barakat will come in the family. Allah will bless our children with good homes also. Somebody has to keep quiet, somebody has to make the qurbani. Yeah, we lost the little qadr because little argument took place, possibly some misunderstanding between Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We lost the night of qadr, and we know when the argument starts, how many lights we lose like this also. Another night when fighting, another day when fighting. As one person says now, the picture with no sound. The life is carrying on, but no sound. Nobody's talking in the house. Everything is quiet. The silence. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, shall I inform you of something that is better than salah, fasting and charity? See, this is tashweeq. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asks a question, is creating now shock and desire. Do you know something? Shall I tell you such an investment like this you'll get? Where is more than, shall I inform you of something that is better than salah? We know salah is the highest form of ibadat. Ibn Haram of Makkah to not only tawaf, but salah also. The tawaf has to stop for salah. Highest form of ibadat. It's better than salah and fasting. Allah says for fasting, ana ajzibi, ana ujzabi. We read the riwayat into it. Allah says, I will give the reward directly myself. Or the other way we read it, Allah says, I will be the reward for your fasting. I will be the reward. So fasting better than fasting also. And charity, spending in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum replied, certainly. We should have in our heart, what amal is that? Can I do it also? Certainly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, do keep peaceful and good relations amongst yourselves. Do keep peaceful and good relations amongst yourselves. Nothing to do. Keep quiet. Carry on smiling. Good relations. Good relations with who? Not with the one that's good for me. Hazrat says also, Qurbani time, who we give the Qurban? You say one third, now you must give in charity, so to say. Distribute it. Hazrat says, our distribution is now, that haga, that connection, that family member, we give them every year, we give them the leg, they give us the shoulder. Tit for tat, we give them the leg, they give the shoulder. Then they give us da'wah for bribe, and we give them da'wah for bribe. This is our charity. He says, no, it's not charity that. Keep ties with those that are not sending for us. They drop the bull, they can't send a little mistake also. Little bit they can't send also. We send for them. We send hadiah for them. Keep with those that don't keep with us. There's no real keeping family ties. The neighbors also. Sometimes there's some problem over there. Now we know, show them who we are. They were wrong. So why should we stoop down to them now? No, send something for them. Create muhabbat in the community. Allah will become happy. Allah will bless the home. Allah will give the barakah. So do keep, this is better than salah, fasting and charity. Do keep peaceful and good relations amongst yourselves. Because arguing destroys shaves of iman. Arguing shaves of iman, destroys iman. Just as a razor shaves off the hair, so too does arguing affect our deen, our iman. Iman is affected with arguing. It gets affected and you find the animalistic qualities come out all of a sudden. We thought he was such a calm and cool person. And see what he becomes after that. When the shaitaniyat comes into the heart and the arguing starts. So here, we should be careful now when it comes to arguing, whether it be with our wives, whether it comes with our parents also. We can't have the answer every time for everything. That we're always clever. We always have the final say. We're always right. Sometimes keep quiet. Even though we know we are right and they are wrong, keep quiet. Allah will put it right. I don't have to put everything right every time. The business also. You see, one is the way now we know the quick fix. That sort things out quick. And sort it out my own way. Do it quickly whether I break the guy's heart or not. And one is now I turn Allah Ta'ala's my attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you sort it out. Ya Allah, you sort it out. We give the bayan, Allah is the doer, Allah is the maker, Allah is the breaker, Allah does everything. Now my test is on now. So I turn in that moment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma alhimna, marashida umurina, Allah you guide us. Ya Allah, you inspire me with the correct thing to do right now. Wa'idhna min shururi anfusina, and save me from my own nafs. Ya Allah, you inspire me to do the right thing right now. And you save me from the evils of my nafs. Turn this entire affair to Allah Tabarak. Ya Allah, you sort it out. What you must do thereafter? Sadiya Durood Sharif. Connect to the Rawda. For everyone, Durood, then Rahmat is coming down. Now in the Rahmat of Allah. In the Rahmat of Allah. Allah will sort it out. Once we connect to the unseen system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our iman will get strong. We're not going to connect, then the iman gets shaved away. It's going away. The nur of iman is diminishing. Then anybody who sees us, they hear the jagralu coming. Parapandita, everything fights about. Anything is a fight, it's a fight. Just be careful what you tell him. It's very now temperamental. Very temperamental. So this should come out of us. Kids also, sometimes the mother will tell them something, you've got to answer for everything. Answer for everything. Can't keep quiet. Have to say something. So we shouldn't become like that. Learn to keep quiet. Hold the tongue now. I don't have to say it. And Sahaba Ikram, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, Tawiru Samt. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam is to keep silent for long periods of time. Tawiru Samt. For long periods of time. And ulama say that person will keep quiet, will control his tongue, will only speak what is necessary for 40 days. Ilyas Ab mentioned Rahmatullah Ali, for 40 days he will, what is it, calculate his speech. Now at home, yes, we have to speak to the family. We can't come there and sit quiet now. Then you want to know how was the day, what you did, who you met. It's now all chit-chat, pillow talk, sweet, muhabbat, love. Therefore that is sadqah, you're getting rewarded for that. But the person who calculates his speech for 40 days, Hazrat Ji mentioned, Allah will open springs of wisdom upon his heart. When he speaks now, wisdom will come out only. Wisdom will come out because he controls his tongue. Doesn't he speak everything, but he controls it. He controls it. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq and ability, inshallah. This phone too is letting us go, hold you on the phone, you got the earpiece, hold you, we're just talking. Whereas the akabir of before this to sleep at night, this to take a record what I spoke for the day. Alright? Spoke for the day. Our records are there on the WhatsApp chat, we can see what we spoke for the day, what we spoke, so much we spoke for the day, we spoke with our fingers. You see the whole record is there, and every night too we are putting in, updating it and uploading it. Let's have something good that we are uploading every day. We have to leave now, then we have something good that we spread for the day, for the night. Is that now only the fitna and prasad and these jokes and the rest of it? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم، رب اغفر وارحم، رب اغفر وارحم، وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الله العز الأكرم. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما سعادك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين.
Shall the next program will start at half past 10.